People love conspiracy theories. I actually like conspiracy theories a little bit. Like, it's a bit of a hobby to throw them around. But I've noticed lately, in the times that we're in, people love conspiracy theories. And I'm hearing a lot of talk. Some of it's, okay, I won't make judgment on what it is, but or what I think about it. But there's a lot of talk, and there's also a lot of talk and conspiracy around what is the mark of the beast. And I don't want to talk about the mark of the beast today. I want to talk about the mark of the sheep. And the mark of the sheep is you hear his voice. So there's good news. If you're a believer in Jesus, you love him and you're following after him, you can hear his voice. If you're his sheep and you're in his hands, you're in relationship with God, you have the supernatural ability to hear the voice of God. This is the mark of the sheep. Somebody say mark of the sheep. Amen. Do you remember, I shouldn't say do you remember, it's not that long ago, but to any people younger than the age of like 16, probably don't know really what we're talking about, but you know those radios, how you used to be able to dial them in and you used to like spend some time like dialing in the radio. I've got a picture up on the screen of one for those who have never seen it before. This is an unidentified object these days. The radio will come up in a second, but you know those radios you used to dial in? And you used to have to search to find the station that you wanted. And let's say we wanted 98.7, all right? We wanted to find 98.7. If you were on 98.0, what sort of sound would you get coming out of the radio? Okay, that's 98.0. What about 98.6? What sort of sound would you get? And today, we got, and we get it, Pastor Cheryl, and you were here. That was the news report on Pastor Cheryl getting caught by the cops for speeding. On the way to church this morning, she was running late, so no, she wasn't. Sorry, I'm in a silly mood today. Help me, Holy Spirit. You'd have to tune in and dial in, and if you'd just get a little bit close to the right station, you'd start to hear a bit of static and maybe a few voices coming through. But this is what it's kind of like with you and I. As children of God, we have the ability to hear God's voice, but we need to be careful what we're tuning into. Because you don't just hear God's voice, you hear other voices. I hear voices, like not like that, but there's a lot of things out there trying to grab your attention. There's a lot of things out there that are injecting thoughts into your imagination all day long. There's certain images and billboards and signs and things that people are saying and Facebook and your text messages buzzing on your phone. You've got all of these different things throwing things at you, trying to get your attention, but you need to choose what you tune into. And we can tune into God's voice. And the more you're used to tuning in, the more you get used to turning that dial, and during work, maybe it's something stressful's happening or something's going on around you, or you're seeking God for answers, or you're making a big decision. We need to get used to tuning in to what God is saying and tuning out from the world and switching stations, hearing what God is saying. Amen? Another illustration I want to give you is sometimes the reason why people don't hear God speaking is one, because they're tuning into different stations. That's my first point. They're tuning into different stations. They're spending more time watching horror movies than they are seeking the Lord. They're spending more time on Facebook than they actually are in the scriptures. They're spending more time listening and taking on everybody else's advice instead of putting their problems and their issues before the Lord in prayer. What are you tuning into? That's one reason why people don't hear from God as much, is because of what they're tuned into. Second thing is this. Sometimes we need to look outside the box. Sometimes we need to look outside of the box. When I first wanted to learn how to hear from the Lord, I struggled because I was expecting to hear an audible voice. Just like you can hear me through the microphone today. Ooh. Pastor Cheryl, this is the Lord speaking. We don't all hear, only Cheryl hears that. We don't all hear that, okay? And so here's the thing. We need to look outside the box. Sometimes God's speaking to you in a way that you may not have thought of before. Let's think of a text message, for example, all right? Let's go back to the text message example here. If I wanted to speak to you this morning, or maybe it's a Saturday, I wanted to catch up with you, and I wanted to plan an event, or I wanted to tell you something or give you some sort of direction, I could give you a call. I could give you a phone call. And you could hear my literal audible voice saying, hey, how you going? For church tomorrow morning, could you give me a hand with something? I need some help packing up the chairs. And I could tell you a message over the phone. You could hear my audible voice. And sometimes the reason why people don't hear God or hear from God is because they're expecting an audible voice and they don't know that God communicates in different ways. Now, let me ask you this. If I couldn't get a hold of you via call, but I sent you a text message saying, hello, could you give me some help this afternoon? And you receive that text message from me, pops up on your phone. Would you say that you heard from Cain? You've heard from me, haven't you? Some people are like, have you ever met those people that are like, I only text, I don't do calls. Like, I don't do calls, I only text. Then there's other people, they're like, I don't do texts, I only do calls. And no matter how many times you text them, they won't reply. They'll only answer a call if you get a call from them. Some of you are looking around like, yeah, that's a... Did you see that meme floating around on Facebook? It said, hurry up and open your 19 unread text messages. You're not a celebrity. I was like, that's great. I can relate. But here's the thing. Some of us are missing out from hearing from God because we're expecting an audible voice but didn't know that God's speaking to us in different ways. He's communicating with us in different ways. And if God sends you a message in the scriptures, for example, maybe you're opening the scriptures and you're reading something and maybe and you're searching for some answers, and then you read a scripture and it's like it's speaking directly to your situation. You've tuned in your radio to God's voice. You've tuned in to God's frequency. And then you start to get some scriptures pop up. That's like a text message from God. This whole thing is a text message from God. It's good news. If you haven't heard from God in a while, open his text messages. Stop being a celebrity. Come on, somebody. This is a text message from the Lord. But there are other different ways that God speaks to us. And here's a few of them up on the screens. And I actually found these in a study done by Chris Vallotton. And so these are not my compilings. But here's 8 biblical ways that God speaks to us. Number one, you might like to take notes or write some of these down, or even if you're writing these down or you take a picture of them, and start to open your heart, because if you haven't heard one of these things before, then maybe you could say, God, I don't think I've ever heard you communicate to me through angels before. I'd be open to that. Like, I'd like to learn about that. You can actually ask the Lord to speak to you in these different ways. And he might start communicating to you in ways you've never heard before. So number one is visions. One way God can speak to us is through visions. Not specifically a dream, but maybe a vision or a picture that comes on the screen of your mind. God can speak to us through visions. Oftentimes when I'm praying for people, or if you've ever come down the front for prayer, as I'm praying, I'll see images flash in front of my mind's eye, like the screen of my mind. Into your imagination. God can give you pictures and visions, but there's also open visions that happen where it looks like things are fully shifting and God speaks into your reality right there. There's visions. There's also God's still small voice. God's still small voice. In the scriptures, we hear about God's still small voice. He's not in the loud rushing wind. He's not in the storm. He's not in the waves, but he is those things as well. But sometimes we need to tune in to that still small whisper. God's still small voice oftentimes comes from within your spirit. It's often an impression that he puts on your spirit or a certain thought that comes into your mind that maybe is not something you usually think. But God's speaking to you. He's reminding you of his word. He's communicating to you through a still small voice. The other one there is angels. And that's kind of obvious. Like angels, the term angels literally means messenger. So they're messengers from the Lord. There's also creation. I was telling a youth the other week that God often speaks through creation. The Bible says that he spoke a word and creation was formed. And so if creation is hanging on the very essence of God's word, that means through God's creation, we can actually hear and see his voice. We can hear him speaking. You know, I was telling our youth that there's sometimes where I feel like maybe I don't know the solution or I don't see a way out of a certain problem, and I'll get outside and I'll go for a walk. Because who knows, getting outside, getting some fresh air and some sun on your face is better than staying inside your office depressed or in your room at home alone having a sulk. Sometimes we need to get outside and we need to get some fresh air. You know, sometimes fresh air is one of our best doctors, yeah? And so I go outside, and sometimes in these situations, I'll go outside and I'll feel like, God, where are you? God, where are you? I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. I don't know what to do. And it's probably happened 5 times that I can count and recall clearly, where I've been walking outside and a dove has flown onto the power line. And as the moment I see a dove, I remember Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit's often depicted as a dove through the scriptures. And I sense God saying to me through creation in that moment, Cain, I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be concerned. I'm with you. I'll help make it work out. You're not alone. That's happened. I've seen a dove flying on the power line. I've been walking outside and asking the Lord in the morning, God, what do you want me to preach at church? And I'm going on a prayer walk and I hear a dove chirping, or however they talk. They make these noises. I can't do it. Anyway, a dove making a noise in the trees. And I'll look for it, and I'm looking for the dove, and I'm like, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? And I'll see a dove, boom, fly out of the trees. This happened about 5 times when I felt like I don't know where to go or what to do. Holy Spirit's reminded me through creation, I'm not alone. Has anyone else had an experience where they felt like God speaks to them through creation? Has anyone else had an experience like that before? Yeah, heaps of people. Awesome. All right, another way here is through the scriptures, God's text messages to us that we can open at any time and seek the Lord for wisdom. Now, I think one thing important to mention on that is sometimes people take scripture out of context. And sometimes people try and justify doing the wrong thing by searching for a scripture and maybe focusing on one little sentence or one little passage instead of considering the whole book. And that can be an issue. You know, there's some hectic things in this book, man. That's why I love it. It's not just a wisdom literature. It's also got action. It's also got romance. It's got some crazy things going on in here. And if you're trying to justify maybe doing something mean to somebody, you could probably find a scripture that could try and, if you took it out of context, would give you permission to justify doing something mean to someone. But if you read the whole book, you see Jesus painting a bigger picture. Amen. We need to read this thing and get in the Word and understand God's Word from front to back to really know what God's saying to us. Amen? Impressions. Has anyone walked into a room before and you've just felt like something's up and you've had a sick feeling in your stomach? Or maybe you've come home and you've opened the door and it's your house as normal, but something feels off and you feel a concern or a warning, and later you found out that something was going on and something was wrong. Those are impressions, senses that God gives you. Circumstances is another one. And also spiritual happenings. Spiritual happenings, these are like supernatural things that happen. I remember some time ago, I was reading the book of Acts. And I was reading Acts chapter 2. And in Acts chapter 2, it's when the Holy Spirit falls. And I remember I was at home, and this was quite a few years ago. I was flicking through Acts chapter 2, and I started to read it. And I felt Holy Spirit say, read it again. And so I started to read it again slowly. And I was speaking it out loud because I was declaring things in faith. And as I'm reading it, I said the word suddenly. It gets to that part. Suddenly. There came the sound of a rushing mighty wind. All right? You don't have to believe me, but this really happened. My window was open in my bedroom. A wind started to pick up on suddenly. There's a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And the Holy Spirit fell in the place. And I started reading that passage. And I kid you not, a massive gust of wind came through my room. And then an earthquake tremor happened. And this was one that happened a few years ago in Mackay. I didn't really tell anybody at the time because I was freaked out by it. Because I'm reading the scriptures and then my whole room starts shaking and this wind's blowing. And I'm freaking out. And I run outside and I'm like, anyone else feeling this? And quickly ran into the backyard. But supernatural happenings. God was communicating something to me in that. It just so happened, you could call it a coincidence, that I would read that scripture at that exact time. That's God communicating something to me in that moment. And sure enough, been seeing Holy Spirit move. Amen. Praise God. So we all want to hear God's voice, But it can be difficult to discern sometimes what God's saying. Here's what you need to realize. We are, Pastor Rob teaches this so well, we are, as human beings, we are not just the body that you see. In fact, this that you see, this skin that you notice, this is not really Cain. This is my earth suit. This is my earth suit, all right? I've been born again, born from above. If you believe in Jesus and you've given your life to him, you've been born from above. This is my earth suit. Who knows, I don't recommend it, but if you've ever seen a dead body before, it doesn't look like the person that used to be in there. It's just an earth suit. It's not real. This is going to fade away. But what's on the inside is going to live on. And so we are a spirit with a soul wrapped up in a body. We are a spirit, soul, and body. We're a spirit and a soul wrapped up in a body. And I want to give you a diagram this morning of how we interpret and receive things in the spirit, like that radio being tuned in, how we receive and hear things from God, and what other things might be influencing us in what we believe and receive, okay? So here's diagram one. This is a human spiritual diagram. A human spiritual diagram. This is not you if you believe in Jesus. This is a normal human spiritual diagram without a relationship with Jesus. This is what's going on here. You might like to take a photo of this. What's going on here is God is always speaking. He's always speaking. His word is resounding throughout the earth. And our human spirit isn't aware of God. And oftentimes the Bible talks about our human spirit being asleep until we actually receive the Holy Spirit and he wakes us up. The human spirit being less active. And most of the time, people live out of their body and their soul. Some people only live out of their body and they only go by how they feel. Other people, who are a little bit wiser, live out of their soul. But not many people live from their spirit. Can we go to the next slide? Here's something that happens. The normal human will take information from the world and we receive it through the body. Our brain interprets it. It gets stored up in our soul, in our conscious mind. And then after a while, it gets stored into our subconscious mind. And then it oftentimes is caught up in our spirit. See, sometimes trauma happens like this. Trauma affects our body and our brain, and then it gets stored in the back of our subconscious mind. And then it affects our spirit and even sin and situations we involve ourselves in get stored up and blocked up in our spirit. And things that we perceive in the world coming through that way. And no wonder we're not hearing from God as much, because we're so blocked up from the things that are coming from the world into us and stored up and blocked up there. One of the key reasons why we need a Savior, to unblock the gunk that's being kept up in our spirit. Let's go to the next slide. This is the new creation diagram. There's good news. You're not just an average human. You're a new creation. Somebody say amen. A new creation. What can you see differently here? You might notice that now at the top, it's not just your spirit that's inside of you, but you've also got the Holy Spirit inside of you. And here's something really cool, is that your human spirit pairs with God's Holy Spirit. Before, you weren't paired, you were out of connection. God was there all along, but your Wi-Fi router wasn't connecting. There was an issue there, there's a disconnection. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, God pairs your spirit and his spirit, and you start to hear and sense things from the Lord. I remember when I first gave my life to Jesus and I got baptized, I remember I came up out of that water, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I went home, and I remember the opportunity to sin was before me. And before I was baptized, before I received God's Holy Spirit, I used to enjoy sin. Anybody with me? Most people don't want to admit that. Peter Harris is like, yeah, I do. I did, yeah, I used to enjoy sin. Very honest man, Peter, bless you. I used to enjoy sin. But then, when my spirit got paired with the Holy Spirit, I didn't enjoy sin as much anymore. I've heard of people that have had an addiction to smoking, that have received the Holy Spirit, tried to smoke, and said it suddenly tasted disgusting. What's going on? God's filled you with himself, and you start to sense the things that he desires. And so we see that this is something that has changed. This is the good news of the gospel, that when Jesus Christ came to earth, he didn't just come to forgive your sins. There's much more than that. He came to unblock the things that were going on in your spirit. He came to reconnect you to God, and he put God's Spirit inside of you. When the Holy Spirit would come, he's putting God's Spirit inside of you, that you would actually have relationship and connection with God again. God, through Jesus, did the repairing. He did the repair work. He paired us and connected us back together again. Can we go to the next slide, please? And so now here's something that happens. We can actually not just receive information from the world, but we can receive it from God through the Holy Spirit and our connection with the Holy Spirit, being paired with him. And that information comes then into our mind, into our soul, and then that flows into our brain and then through our body, and we can release God's word on the earth. But who knows, when Jesus redeemed you and saved you and did a work in your life and you live for him, he gave you the Holy Spirit, he freed you from sin, and he washed your spirit clean and white as snow. White as snow. No wrongdoing is now held against you in Christ. You've been washed white as snow by the blood of the Lamb. The perfect sacrifice. That's good news. But something's still going on in our soul. You might be free from sin, but there are still some habits and old patterns and ways of thinking in your soul, in your mind. And maybe you've been freed from a drug addiction. Maybe someone's been free from a drug addiction, and God's washed them from the sins that they committed when they were under the influence of drugs. And they get healed and filled with the Spirit, but there are still some old patterns going on in their mind. They might be free, healed, and filled with the Spirit, but when times get tough, they start thinking, well, I need a fix. I need to relax, and I can't relax by myself, and these are my old habits and how I used to relax, and something's going on in their soul. And this is why the Bible says we need to renew our minds. God will save you. He'll set you free. He'll heal your heart. He'll wash you free and clean you up as white as snow. But something's got to happen. We have a responsibility to renew our minds. Somebody said to me one day, oh, you're a youth pastor. You're brainwashing our generation. I said, well, some of them need brainwashing. Because we've got some patterns that are forced on us by maybe our families or maybe society or maybe what we're watching on TV. I need a good brainwashing sometimes. And so come back to that slide for me for one moment. We're hearing from God, but we need to be careful and recognize that sometimes our ego and our soul can get in the way. And God might be speaking to me or speaking to you and giving you a word, but the filter of your mind is perceiving it skew-if and differently. And so God might be saying, I love you as a father, but our soul has maybe an issue with our earthly father, and we're struggling to perceive the Father's love for us because of our broken relationship with our own father on earth. And sometimes we're missing what God's actually saying. That's why it's so important for us to forgive people, to repent of the things we've done wrong, but also to get in God's word and allow him to renew our mind. God's speaking all the time, friends, but it's up to us to tune in and listen, to think outside the box. Maybe he's speaking to us in different ways, but also to renew our minds. Because sometimes there are some filters in there that aren't of God. I've had people try and prophesy over me before, and they've said things like, I believe God's saying this, this, and this, and it's not encouraging at all. And the Bible says the prophetic is supposed to be encouraging and uplifting. And people have said things to me that aren't of God, and it sounds quite doom and gloom and quite negative. But that's because they might be hearing something, but they're perceiving it through the lens of their broken and distorted and old patterns of their soul. It's so important we renew our minds, amen? It's so important we hear from God rightly. And I think this morning, one of the things I want to do is, can I have the worship team come and join me, please? One thing I want to do is, in this worship moment now, at the end of service today, I would love us to come before the Lord and ask Him, God, what are You saying? What are You speaking? I know You're always speaking to me. I'm Your sheep. I've got the mark of the sheep. I hear Your voice. But I'm just not noticing it right now. Is there something going on in my mind that's been blocking me from hearing Your voice, Lord? But then also, maybe even just today as we read these scriptures and shared this message, maybe your mind's open to the fact that, oh, maybe God has been speaking to me for a long time and I just was waiting for the audible voice and I didn't realize He was sending me text messages. Yeah? I know, for example, this week I've been, the last 2 weeks, I've been asking the Lord, Lord, what's a new book You want me to read in the Bible? Like, what's something new? Where do You want me to start studying? And what do You want to refresh me on? And I didn't really hear anything, but I started seeing the word king pop up. I started seeing the word king. And I saw it on a number plate. I saw it on 3 number plates in one day. 3 number plates that had the word king on it in one day. I don't even know if that's legal, but it was happening. And then I remember opening YouTube and I saw something pop up about a king. And then I remember I was hanging out with some friends and we were scrolling on Netflix and I saw a movie pop up, King. And then I'm opening the Bible and I'm reading Psalms and it says a psalm by King David. And I'm like, oh, okay, Lord, You want me to read about King David. And I started reading the Psalms again. And God started to speak to me through the Psalms. And the depth I'm feeling being restored in my relationship with God is beautiful because I've just noticed He's been trying to get my attention. I was just waiting for an audible voice. Amen. Sometimes God won't speak to you again because He's still waiting for you to reply to that last message He sent you. What's God told you to do lately? What's God told you to do a year ago? And maybe you still haven't listened and opened the message yet. God's speaking, friends, and He wants us to learn how to hear His voice. Will we stand together this morning? If you want to be really in tune with hearing God's voice, and you actually want to, like, there's a place in a relationship with God where you hear His voice each and every day. You ask and you receive. It's a two-way communication. God's speaking. If you want to get really good at hearing His voice, you want to maybe grow in the prophetic gift more, something we ought to do is not just seek His voice when we want something, but actually just listen to what He's saying throughout the day, all day long, not only when we need Him. No relationship grows because we're seeking someone only when we need them. We enjoy spending time with them. We enjoy talking to them. In the same way, God enjoys talking to you, and He wants you to enjoy hearing from Him. Would you close your eyes with me in this place today? Maybe you want to open your heart and lift your hands if you'd like to. Just posture yourself to hear from the Lord. God, this morning, I thank You that You're speaking. I thank You, Lord, that You love us and we're Your sheep. And this morning, if there's anybody here in this room who hasn't made You the Lord of their life, hasn't made You their Savior, I pray, Lord, that You'd put it on their heart right now. Show them how near You are. Show them, Lord, that Your Spirit is in this room and You're knocking on the door of their heart. You want relationship with them. I pray, Lord, You'd show them that You're so near. And if that's you this morning, you can actually talk to Jesus in this moment in prayer and you can say, God, I want You to be my Savior. I want You to be my Lord. I give my life to You. And He'll hear your response this morning. Father, I pray for everyone else in this room today. Lord, I pray You'd renew our mind by Your word. Lord, I pray we'd get a fresh passion for Your word. We ask for it, God. We ask for fresh hunger and a fresh passion for Your word. That we would start to open up the text messages that You've been sending us. That we would start to engage with the voice of God that's speaking throughout the earth. We want to receive from You. To receive from You. To hear You. Renew our mind and unplug and uproot all those blockages that might be in our old patterns of thinking, and help us to live from that new creation identity. Pair us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, one of the ways I like to tune my spirit to God's spirit is by speaking in my heavenly prayer language, by speaking in tongues. As I'm speaking in tongues, I feel like I'm kind of tuning a guitar, I'm kind of tuning a radio and getting it in the right frequency. So if you can, if you want to join me in that this morning, if you don't speak in a heavenly prayer language, you can ask the Lord for it, or you can just pray and call on the name of Jesus. But why don't you just begin to tune your spirit to Him? If you speak in a heavenly language, you can do that, just gently. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we are paired with you. Just tune in. What are you saying, Lord? Thank you, God, that we can engage with your presence at any moment throughout the day. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, as we close, I just want to pray for a few people that came to my heart as we're worshiping them. And so, Paul, I felt like I had a word for you, bro, so just open your hands and receive. And if you're beside Paul, you might just want to help pray for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like God was saying, I saw a picture of you lying down beside a stream, and I felt like God was saying, Psalm 23, I am the Lord your shepherd, and I will lead you beside green pastures and still waters, and I will restore your soul. You can't do it on your own. God's saying, I will do the work. Let me lead you. Stop striving. Let me restore your soul. Just follow me and I'll be your shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that over Paul today in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for rest. I thank you, Lord, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And I thank you, Lord, there is joy in the river of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we were worshiping before, and we were singing All Hail King Jesus at the start, I could hear like stomping. And I felt like God was saying, the King is coming. Like, the King is coming. And we were singing about the King, but I could feel it. Like, I could feel the King is coming. And so I don't know if that's for our church specifically, or if that's for the church globally, or what's going on, but I feel the King is coming. And Jesus reminded me, when the King comes, He brings His kingdom. He brings His kingdom. And so in your life, if you've been seeking the kingdom of God, or you've been seeking the things of God and it hasn't been working out, I believe God's saying, I'm coming on in. I'm coming on in and I'm bringing my kingdom. And where His kingdom is, there's not sickness. Where His kingdom is, there's not oppression. The King reigns and He rules. And so I believe, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're coming in. Lord, we pray your kingdom come here in this church. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, even this morning, as we stand in the presence of the King, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, every sickness would bow its knee to the King of glory. We thank you, Jesus, for your healing. We say, be healed this morning in Jesus' name. Father, where any obstacles or oppression or mental illness might be hurting our mind and affecting our soul this morning, we declare freedom in Jesus' name. Freedom in Jesus' name. The King is here. The King is coming. Lord, expand your kingdom across this city, Mackay, and across our nation, Australia, and across the nations of this world. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, if you would like prayer, I want to close the service, and I want to invite you to come forward. And I'd love pastors, our pastoral team, some people might have to have some jobs to do, but if you're available, would you help pray for people? And I feel like God's releasing like just prophetic words of encouragement this morning. and there's a flow for encouragement. Maybe if you're here and you've been seeking the Lord and you want prayer for something this morning, please come forward. Our team's going to pray. Claire's going to, you can help pray, and Pastor Sue and Wayne as well. Come forward and tune in to what God's saying. Other than that, family, I hope something, you can take one thing, even just one thing from today, and put it into practice this week and learn to walk in relationship with God. God bless you. We've got tea and coffee over on the sides here. Come and join us for tea and coffee. Stay for a chat. Say hello to someone new. And come forward if you would like some prayer this morning. We're going to be here to pray with you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.